More now in our main story this morning. The stabbing of a Garda on Dublin's Capel Street, very close to the city centre. The Garda is now out of hospital after being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. An Irish man is in Garda custody. In a moment, we will speak to an assistant Garda commissioner for the Dublin Metropolitan Region. First, the Vice President of the Garda Representative Association, Niall Hodgins, spoke to our reporter, Sheila Nocton.
We want to extend and pass on our sincere sympathy and to let the member know that our thoughts are with him and his nearest and dearest and family members. And for him to know that the well wishes are flooding in since yesterday's unprovoked, serious attack whilst conducting his business, we wish him a speedy recovery.
How frequent now are attacks like this on members of An Garda Síochána?
Well, this would just serve as a reminder of the dangers that are faced by Gardaí each and every day. But this is not just Dublin North Central. This could be any village across the country, because unfortunately, the precedence of attacks on our members is occurring on a daily basis. There's an increased amount of violence being perpetrated against our members daily.
And so then, what can be done to combat that?
What we have said, of course, there's an issue of resourcing. And attacks of these nature have to be dealt with consistently. And what I mean by all facets of the state, by the judiciary, they have to be dealt with consistently by government with regards to legislation and penalties. And of course, our members have to receive support from Garda management. There's a myriad of issues. And remember, these attacks lessen the morale yet again when we don't see that our members are getting support. What I'd also say there now, this attack is a reminder that the pay and conditions have to reflect the dangers and the uniqueness of the Guards, of being a member of the Guards, and the dangers that we face day in and day out.
And that's the Vice President of the Garda Representative Association, Niall Hodgins. Well, we can talk now to Paul Cleary, who's Assistant Garda Commissioner for the Dublin Metropolitan Region. Paul Cleary, thank you very much for taking our call. It's 14 hours or so after this attack. What can you now tell us about what faced that Garda on Capel Street in Dublin yesterday evening?
Good morning, Audrey. I suppose, firstly, I'd like to take the opportunity to wish the Garda involved in this terrible incident a speedy recovery. I want to, our thoughts are with the member and his family and his colleagues. And I also want to commend both members involved in this incident for their courage and professionalism last night in the face of such an unprovoked attack. So what we know is that the two members were on a proactive high visibility beat in the Capel Street area. A male suspect approached the members from behind and immediately began trying to stab and slash one of the Gardaí. The Garda did receive a wound to his upper right arm in the tricep area. His official issue stab vest sustained some stab impact damage, so that did his job. And the knife was recovered at the scene, a double-edged tactics knife. So the two members then were able to use their PPE, the personal protective equipment, the official issue baton and pepper spray, to subdue and detain the subject. And he was arrested for an assault causing harm and is currently detained in a Garda station in the North City.
And the Garda has been released from hospital, non-life-threatening injuries, but nonetheless, a probationer Garda, we're told that he is, and anyone assaulted in such a horrific way would need a lot of support, but perhaps more so for someone relatively new in this job.
Absolutely. The Garda involved is, I suppose, about 10 or 11 months in the North Inner City. And in relation to the support at the scene, firstly, I also want to thank members of the public who assisted, because there were members of the public there who assisted the members last night. But as soon as the call went out, his Garda colleagues were on the scene in less than 1 minute. The place was swarmed with Gardaí in less than a minute. And it shows that Guards are active and visible and around in the city, that they're able to assist so quickly.
The man arrested, had he come to the Gardaí's attention at any time in the past?
No, not that I'm aware of at this point. No, the investigation is still very much ongoing. I've appointed a senior investigating officer. It's crucial that, I suppose, in addition to gathering the evidence to bring the offender responsible to justice, we also want to understand the motivation behind the attack and any learnings we can take from the investigation of the attack. I'll ensure that I will consider those learnings in our future planning and policing operations.
You'll have heard Niall Hodgins there from the GRA saying that there is an assault of some sort on rank and file officers every day. Is that your experience too? Are these unprovoked assaults, or are they assaults within the specifics of the job that they are on at any particular time?
I think all of us, when we start in the Guards and we take the oath, we know that there are risks involved, and we know that there will be confrontation. However, no assaults on our members will ever be accepted or will be tolerated. We have, Audrey, welfare supports offered and available to any member at any time, 24 hours, with access to supports to anyone at any time. And, you know, that's in play at the moment with the members from last night, and that will continue. But I'm very aware of those concerns, and we have listened to those concerns, and I will meet again with the representative bodies. I have introduced in the last few months a new high visibility strategy in the city, and I've been able to get 174 new Gardaí for this high visibility strategy to provide reassurance to the communities in the cities and the business communities and people visiting and socialising in the city. And basically it takes the form of members on high visibility beat patrols in areas of the city where we have identified from crime location data and from feedback that they need to be. So we have received positive feedback for this initiative. It's a permanent high visibility strategy, and we will be adding to it. I will be expanding it. We have more guards coming out from Templemore in August, and as the year goes on, we'll expand it and including out to the suburbs. So we are moving in the right direction.
But do they have enough protection whilst on those high visibility patrols? We know the dangers. I mean, you know it far better than I do, but it's a high risk, very dangerous job to be a Garda officer. And high visibility patrols, do they have enough protection while they're doing their job?
Every guard going out on duty every day is aware of the potential risks. But as I said, if you take this particular incident, for example, the official issue stab proof vest did its job, and they were able to use the equipment made available to them, their ASP baton and the pepper spray, to subdue the suspect immediately and to detain him. And that went hand in hand with their training. So I'm happy that they do have the supports available to going out on their high visibility beats. They also have plenty of support in regard to members close by. As I said, less than a minute for support to arrive at that scene last night. Audrey.
Do you echo Mr. Hodgson's calls for more severe punishments through the courts and, if needed, stronger legislation to enable that?
Well, we work within a legal framework, but I would always say that we won't be tolerating any assaults on our members, and we would hope that the Gardaí would be supported in any way they can, right across not only the criminal justice system, but also in the communities around the country.
The public was told that the man arrested is Irish, born in Ireland. Now, social media, as you might imagine, is filled with many lies about the man arrested. Is the potential fallout from such lies also something that you are very much on alert for?
We are on alert for that, and unfortunately we see it every day, and we have some people with their own agenda trying to use incidents like this to inflame situations for their own ends. We would always say to people to make sure that they get their information from credible media sources. There was very inaccurate misinformation and disinformation went out online after this incident very quickly. So it is concerning. So we would ask your listeners to make sure that the source of their information is credible.
Thank you very much indeed, Paul Cleary, Assistant Garda Commissioner for the Dublin Metropolitan Region. It's 8:21.